dimension to
prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned, even though it may not be the exact same show that we had planned coming into the morning. Thanks to my good friend Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm great. How are you?
Good, for bailing me out. This is a funny story. So we had a show booked for the first hour. The guest came down with lost his voice and flu. And then the second hour, we're supposed to have Vatina Feo from Papa Vince on, along with Sarah Fragoso, who is the everyday paleo cookbook gal. And she has two sick children. So we had one guest fall out of the second hour as well. It's just the way things go when you do live radio, Brooks. That's what it is.
I was waiting for you to get to the funny part when you were talking about everyone getting sick.
Yeah, I know, right? Everybody is sick right now. It's just funny. I mean, you know, thank God, knock on wood, I guess I'm going to rely on my head again. I've been relatively healthy all this year. And while everybody else is coming down with flu-like symptoms, I have had some minor little colds here and there. But that's just been about it. How about you?
I've had a very healthy year, and so has Trudy. And, you know, we are doing nothing but living right, eating right, particularly eating right, and, trying to do as much in the way of, eating our medicine, if you will, doing the pharmacology thing with the F. Trudy is, as we speak, making a sort of half soup, half stew out of beef broth from beef bones that we got at the farmer's market. You know, and she packs it with everything that she can put in there that's an anti-inflammatory. Farmer's market that we go to has fresh ginger root, so she puts ginger root in everything. Of course, garlic, fresh onions, and a real find, and I didn't even know this was available, fresh turmeric root.
Really?
How about that? Yeah.
I've never
even
heard of that. I'm sorry. I'm taking my vitamin C right now.
Girl. Yeah. Well, see, you're being cautious.
Mm-hmm.
No, the one of the local farmers at the farmer's market actually grows and sells turmeric root, which is pretty cool because, here we are in Kentucky and it's a tropical plant, but apparently he does it. At least he starts it in a greenhouse, and so here we are. We've got snow on the ground. And Trudy's able to put fresh turmeric root in soups and stews and things. Works real nicely in a chicken broth.
It's beautiful out. It's beautiful out here in Louisville. The snow. In fact, I kidded around with Matt Meinrod of Project Bodybuilding on Facebook because he moved from Boca Raton to Louisville, Kentucky recently.
Ah, okay.
Because his beautiful bride now works with Hilrich and Bradsby. Jenny. But anyway, I was messaging with Aaron Singerman this morning, and he sent me a snapshot of the weather in Boca. It's 81 degrees, so I put it up on Matt Meinrod's board, and I said, are you still happy that you moved to Louisville? And he said, absolutely. He goes, because he hates the heat. He gets so sweaty in the heat. He says he's sad. I says, I'm glad to hear that, because we love having you here. So it was pretty funny, but it's like a winter wonderland out there. It's beautiful.
It really is. I mean, I'm looking out the window right now and looking into the park, and there's snow on the trees, and it's the first snow of the year, and it just looks absolutely beautiful. The sun's out, and I wish that there was a way we could broadcast a photo of what it looks like.
Well, on that note, let's shift gears here and talk about something that I wanted to talk about. So
okay.
I alluded to the fact that I went to see Dr. Todd McDougall up in Indiana recently, and he did complete x-rays of my spine.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that my spine is a bit twisted, and I've gotten emails from people saying, hey, will you talk more about this on the air? And one guy even suggested maybe a good discussion with Brooks Kubik about it. And it really is an important discussion, because those of us who train in the gym for strength, we all we ever talk about is muscle gains. You know, oh, my strength is going up because my muscles are getting stronger, my muscles are getting bigger. But there's a silent participant in the journey of strength, and it doesn't get a lot of fanfare. We don't talk a lot about it, but without it, your muscles wouldn't be able to do a damn thing, and that is your skeletal system. And so we're going to talk about this now. First of all, before we start talking about my contorted spine and why it may or may not be important to know that you have one, it's pretty obvious, and you and I talked about this off the air, when they exhumed the bones, the remains of King Henry VIII, who was a very athletic and very, very powerful man, probably trained in a way that today we would consider Highland Games type training, they noticed that his bones were unusually thick, much thicker than the average person of that era, which they surmised was because of his great strength. We know that the stronger the muscles are, the bones upregulate to handle it. It's kind of like if you drop a really big 2,000 horsepower engine in a car and you don't upregulate the chassis, you're just going to have a bent, twisted mess. You're not going to have a car that will go down the road. And the same is true of the skeletal system, right, Brooks?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is something that used to be written about quite a lot in old school physical culture. You had a lot of people, George F. Jowett for one, Bob Hoffman, Alan Calvert, early Lederman. A lot of people would talk about bone structure and bone strength, tendon strength, ligament strength, what they called back then SNEWS, S-I-N-E-W-S.
Really?
Sinews, SNEWS. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those were viewed as the true foundation of power. It wasn't the muscle per se, it was the skeletal structure. And when weightlifting, weight training was first coming into the fore in the 20s and 30s and really into the 40s before it became fairly widely accepted, one of the things that separated what they called heavy training, which was progressive weight training, versus light training, was that heavy training had an effect on skeletal structure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why somebody could use light exercises, very light dumbbells. You know, they had a lot of 5-pound dumbbells, wooden dumbbells.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, very, very light weights that people sold, and they said this is the key to strength. You know, I've got old books on the shelf. I could pick one up and read you a workout that says you do 50 arm curls every day with your 5 or 10 pound dumbbells, and 50 presses, and 50 this, and 50 that, and you know. So we're talking about really, really light weight resistance. And later, the message from Mark Berry and Bob Hoffman, Alan Calvert, people who were selling barbell equipment, the message was, no, you've got to train heavier because that's what triggers the changes in your skeletal structure, and that's the underpinning, the foundation, if you will, to truly great strength and to increased muscle mass.
Well, okay, so let's discuss this for a second, and it makes perfect mm-hmm. sense, right? So there's, and I hate to pick on a personal trainer, but there's the trainer to the celebrities, Tracy Anderson, who works with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that Tracy Anderson talks about is that you should never, ever be lifting more than 2-pound dumbbells if you're a woman. And Gwyneth Paltrow, a year or so ago, was diagnosed with osteoporosis. She had a hairline fracture in either her femoris bone or her hip bone. So, you know, when you talk about the effects of load-bearing weights on the skeletal system. We know that if you increase the resistance, you increase the strength, the weight, the muscles get stronger. But in order for the muscles to get stronger, the bones have to get stronger. The chassis has to get stronger. So it's very obvious that some of the benefits of lifting heavy weight is that your skeletal system, the foundation of your body, the chassis of your body gets stronger as well. And this is a really wonderful thing, especially when you start thinking about aging. Because one of the things that happens with aging is osteopenia, loss of muscle. Isn't it interesting that osteoporosis follows with it? The loss of muscle, could be because you're not using that type of load-bearing weight any longer, then translates to the thinning of bones. And this is a dangerous thing, because once people become older and their bones get thinner, they're pretty much prone for a fall, a fracture, a break that could actually end their lives.
Well, you know that Trudy works in the physical therapy arena and is currently working with a lot of elder care patients. And she sees it over and over, and to the point where, she understands the slip and fall phenomenon and the fragile bone phenomenon to be really one of the leading causes of death among the elderly. And what happens? Somebody is old, they are frail, they may be heavy or they may be thin, but they're not carrying a lot of muscle mass in either case.
Right.
And their bones are very weak and very frail. They have a slip and fall, break something, usually a leg or a hip. Hip's very common. And after that, it's completely downhill all the way, and eventually, and sometimes quickly, they die.
Yeah.
So, a slip and fall among the elderly is I don't know if anyone's done statistics on this. I suppose they have. I'm not aware of what statistically the number is, but there's a really high percentage of elderly people who actually die as the result of fragile bones.
Right.
And this is something that I have emphasized in my writing from day one. I talk about it in Dinosaur Training, which came out in 1996. Talk about it at length in Gray Hair and Black Iron, which came out about 10 years ago, and is focused on training for older trainees. And what I have always resisted, and it makes me furious to hear people arguing to the contrary. People say that an older trainee needs to take it easy. You need to sit on a machine, lie on a machine, do machine training, don't stand on your feet, stop doing squats, stop doing deadlifts, don't do presses, don't do anything heavy because you'll hurt yourself.
Right.
And that's completely twisted, convoluted logic. The fact of the matter is, it is more important to stand on your feet and train, not with world record resistance. I'm not saying you need to go out and deadlift 1,000 pounds in order to have strong bones and joints. But what I am saying is that if you maintain the ability to handle moderate to reasonably heavy weights in the basic compound exercises, squats, deadlifts, trap bar deadlifts, etc., then you are going to maintain muscle mass and you're going to maintain bone strength.
Okay, here's what I want to do. This is more for me than the audience. Okay. I want to qualify what moderate weight is, what sensible weight is, because this may be where a lot of people lose it, where the ego takes over and you want to prove that you can still do the things you did when you were young. Then I want to talk about, we all know about eating for muscle. What do we do to eat for bone growth? What do we do to eat for a healthy skeletal system? What supplements? What should we be focusing on? We all know creatine for muscle, protein for muscle. Well, guess what? A lot of protein may not be the best thing for your bones if you're not getting enough of minerals in your diet. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. with Brooks Kubik. In the meantime, you can visit his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. And when we talk about nutrition, we'll talk about his new book. Stay tuned.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik. Okay, so this is going to be a good discussion, I think. What is moderate weight, Brooks? Do I need to go into the gym and be pulling 400-pound deadlifts, 500-pound deadlifts? Or can I achieve what I need to achieve if my objective is to maintain my strength as I age and all of the benefits conferred by resistance training? What do I need to be? What kind of weight? What is moderate weight?
Well, you're talking about someone in their 50s, for example?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, it depends on a couple of things. It depends on your body size, and it depends on your training experience. You know, so what's moderate weight if you weigh 150 is different than if you weigh 200 or 220 or 250. So body weight is something to take into effect, and the answer has to tie back into your own body weight. The other thing, of course, is how long you've been training. You know, if you've been training for 40 years, then a moderate weight is going to be heavier than someone who's been training, you know, for 6 months or 1 year or 2 years.
Okay, so let's do it this way. Okay, so let's do this. Let's do a body weight of 230 pounds. Is one time body weight deadlift good enough to do what I need to do if I am a intermediate trainee?
If you're an intermediate trainee and you weigh 230, then you ought to be able to do body weight plus 50 to 75 pounds in the squat and the deadlift, usually more in the deadlift. So say 50 pounds in the squat, 75 in the deadlift.
Okay.
For 3 to 5 reps in good, perfect form, not wearing a powerlifting suit, not wearing any special gear, not getting psyched up to the point of insanity, just having a good, hard workout.
That's really good. That sounds like a really good weight.
That's a really good weight. It's challenging. It's impressive, but it's not impossible.
Right.
Bench press. You know, a lot of older lifters have trouble bench pressing because they have shoulder problems.
Right.
But if you're still benching, then you know you're looking at body weight plus 20 to 50 pounds, and again, you're shooting for sets and reps in good form. So body weight plus 20, that's if you're 230, that's 250. Military press, any kind of standing overhead press, probably 60 to 70% of body weight.
Mm-hmm.
Curls, standing curls, again, strict, good form, 60% of body weight. Now, that doesn't sound like a whole lot, but again, these are strict reps, perfect form. It's not life and death.
Yeah, these are not one rep maxes. These are not one rep max. Right.
No, it's what you can do and get a good hard workout. Again, this is based on the qualification that you used of someone who's an intermediate, which means they've been training for a while and they know what they're doing. You don't jump out and try to do that kind of weight. You build up to it gradually and over time. But even though these are heavy weights, some people are going to say they're impossibly heavy. You know, other people will say, well, that's nothing. You know, so-and-so squats 800 pounds or, you know, the
right.
world record in the bench press is such-and-so and so on. Right. But we're talking about people in their 50s.
And we're talking about the goal isn't to max out how much you can train with. The goal is to max out the benefits conferred by resistance training at the lowest possible dose.
That's very well said. And I mean, there's a lot of wisdom in that statement. You get to the point where you're not trying to set records. You're not trying to go in and be the strongest person in the gym. You might be, but it doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point, and I'm speaking as someone who's doing this at age 57, and I've been doing it for over 45 years now. The point is to do what your body needs you to do, and that's regular, consistent, heavy training, but not impossibly heavy training.
Right.
You know, and whenever I say heavy training, I always get people who have a vision of someone, you know, doing a maximum pull in the deadlift, and it's, you know, the bar's up at the thighs, and they're kind of jerking up and down, and you know, struggling to get it up, and it goes up inch by inch. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a weight that you have to, you know, you warm up, you work up to it with progressively heavier warm-up sets, and you do, let's say, a set of 5. Each rep is hard, difficult, but smooth.
Right.
There's none of the hitching, none of the herky-jerky stuff. You're in control all the way.
Right.
And if you wanted to, if it were a matter of life and death, yes, you could use more weight. But you don't need to. You don't want to. if you go too heavy, you won't recover, and if you go too heavy too often, you'll hurt yourself.
Right.
You know, so what I'm talking about is a different kind of heavy, challenging heavy, beneficial heavy, not harmful heavy. And there's a big difference.
No, this is you know what? There is some evidence that overtraining for long periods of time can do some real great damage to the body, including the heart. Never mind the joints, and we're talking about the skeletal system, but definitely the skeletal system. I think that I have gotten a glimpse of some of this with my recent x-rays. So let's talk about that, and then we're going to talk about the right foods and supplements. But I have what would be considered a non-measured or mild form of scoliosis. And this is when your spine starts to contort and curve in directions it wasn't supposed to be contorting and curving. So I have a 15-degree, let's say, tilt on my lower spine to the left, and I have a 19-degree tilt on my thoracic spine to the right to compensate for the tilt on the left. If you've ever cut a live Christmas tree for the holidays and got it home, you realize that, wow, this tree has it's growing in the shape of an S. Why is that? Well, the ground that it was growing out of may have been slanted, let's say, on a slight incline of, let's say, 15 degrees. But the tree wants to grow straight up because it wants to see the sun. So while it starts out growing 15 degrees to the right, it makes a 30 degree to the left. What's the word I'm looking for? Correction, if you will, so that it stands straight up and down, ultimately. Your spine does the same thing, and it does this to a greater degree when you start loading hundreds of pounds on your back and going up and down in a squatting position with it. Muscles take over and try to protect the spine and compensate, and the spine does things too, like starts to fuse vertebrae. I had two people look at my x-rays so far, one of them whose opinion I trust implicitly, and another one is another chiropractor who's a powerlifter, and both of them said, look, you can't find somebody who doesn't have some sort of spinal issue that's an athlete. He said the worst examples of scoliosis are in golfers, because they become so strong on one side of their body and they twist and they pull to one side of their body that their spine ends up going with it. So I'm not convinced that scoliosis, in the case of those of us who are lifting heavy weights, is pathological. I think it may be physiological. It may be the body's attempt to correct some geometrical issues that you were born with to protect your spine.
That's an interesting theory, and I've never seen any studies or research on that, but it'd be really interesting. Although it'd be hard to do because you'd have to follow people over
from when they're born.
Life.
Yeah, you'd have to see when they started walking. You'd have to see which way their spine went, and then what happened when they started to load the spine with heavy weight. We have to take a break. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. We can pick up on this on the other side, and then let's talk about, we know how to eat for muscle gains. How do you eat to make sure your bones in your body are getting what they need? We're talking with Brooks Kubik. This is Physical Culture Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out
GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Dr. Seeds looked at my x-rays. He actually saw my x-rays before when I tore my hamstrings.
Mm-hmm.
And said that after years and years of heavy squatting, my lower vertebrae that fit into my hips have fused together in an effort to become stronger. Not as a pathology, but instead to become stronger. And he said that I have these things, and I want to say he called them osteocalcites, but like the ligaments and the muscle tendons have like been overgrown with calcium with bone to actually upregulate the connections. And he said that only happens after decades of heavy loading. So there's an example of the skeletal system adapting and becoming stronger to because of the jobs that you're giving it to do.
Well, that's what we're talking about, and that's why, you know, I know that, you know, regular listeners who've heard me on the show before know that I often make very disparaging comments about light exercise. And the reason is that light exercise, i.e. muscle pumping workouts, work the muscle, but they don't work the ligaments, the tendons, or the bones. And, you know, my thought is, why focus on just part of the puzzle? You want to strengthen everything from the inside out. And certainly, and you alluded to this earlier, that becomes extremely important as you grow older, because you want those, you know, you want that enhanced, that uploaded, upgraded skeletal structure. That can make a huge difference in your life as you age, and it can make a huge difference for successful aging. So, you know, the training for that, is, as we've talked about, is really important. And one thing I want to mention is, I am not encouraging people to run out and suddenly try to, you know, do quarter squats or partial deadlifts or heavy supports or something like that with hundreds and hundreds of pounds to build their bone structure. I'm simply saying train heavy with whatever is a heavy weight in a sensible workout for you.
Right.
There's a difference.
Now, we know how to eat for muscle. We know that you have to eat more protein. We know that healthy fats are important. And quite frankly, high-protein diets pose a risk because the body, the skeletal system will release calcium as a buffer to compensate for the acidity of your diet. And, you know, think about it. Proteins are amino acids, and the word to focus on there is acids. So one of the things that you could be doing if you're not paying attention how to eat for your skeletal system and combining that with eating for muscle gains is that you could actually be compromising mineral uptake. Instead, your bones are letting minerals out to buffer the highly acidic diet. So what should people think about when they're eating, Brooks, when it comes to also favoring healthy skeletal growth?
Well, I think the most important thing is to focus on quality food as opposed to the obsession, not the focus, but the obsession that we have with the quantity of food. And I think it's much more important to get high-quality protein from the best, healthiest protein sources that you can afford than to obsess about getting a certain number of grams of protein or getting massive amounts of protein. Most people get plenty of protein. If you train and you have any kind of an appetite, it's hard not to. What most people do a bad job of is getting the right amount of protein, an amount that allows muscle repair and muscle growth, but does not cause the mineral leaching effect, which you mentioned, which can result in actually getting, you know, developing a weaker skeletal structure. And think about it. What could be worse than increasing muscle strength and muscle mass as you simultaneously weaken your bone structure? I mean, that's an accident waiting to happen. You know, stronger muscles require stronger bones, ligaments, and tendons. Otherwise, you're going to hurt yourself. So, you know, what I focus on, number one, is the right amount of protein. And I use a very simple formula. 1 gram of protein for every lean pound of body weight, or every pound of lean body mass. Mm-hmm. So if you take a 200-pound trainee, you know, let's assume 15%
body fat, right?
So that takes us down to 170 pounds of lean body mass. So you're looking at 170 grams of protein as the top end of as much as you need. And you may be able to do very well on much less than that. But that's in distinction to someone who would say, well, you know, you're training hard and you're trying to gain muscle, so you need 300 grams of protein a day or 400 grams of protein a day or something else, which is just ridiculous.
Right.
The other thing, you know, let's talk about the 800-pound gorilla, dairy. I don't use dairy products. I have completely gotten away from them. To me, they're very allergenic, and they cause all kinds of problems, and it's much better to stay away from them. So So where do I go to get my calcium, my other minerals? Well, the obvious place, green leafy vegetables, green vegetables. And, you know, my diet is basically meat, eggs, wild fish, and lots of healthy green and leafy vegetables, like a whole lot. And those provide the minerals and provide minerals that the body assimilates very readily. And here's the the related point. I think we talked about this on a show a couple of years ago. I do a lot of my own gardening. And the reason that I do that is that I add mineral supplements to the soil so that the vegetables that I grow upload the minerals. And when I eat them, I actually, you know, I'm assured that I'm going to have a very high mineral content because I've made it a point to enrich the soil.
Now, traditional gardening or farming doesn't do that, right? They just they just replenish a couple things, right?
Exactly. And as a result, the USDA has done studies in the mineral content in conventional vegetables, conventional produce, has steadily declined. And so, for example, you know, over a 20-year period, I think this was from the 60s to the 80s or the 70s to the 90s, one study showed that broccoli, for example, diminished in mineral content by, you know, up to a third. So if you're going back and you're looking at some of the famous strong men of the past, you know, just giants with, you know, massive musculature and enormous bone structure, like, you know, Reg Park, for example, John Grimmick. And, you know, you're trying to do what they did. You have to remember, they were eating vegetables that had perhaps two, maybe three times the mineral content of what you're finding on the supermarket shelves. So, you know, that is a really important thing to think about and address. And, you know, my thought on that is, to the degree that you can, if you can, you grow your own. If you can't do that, look for local sources of organic vegetables. And they're everywhere now. There's a revolution out there. They're easy to find, and it's the healthiest thing in the world for you.
I want to talk briefly about supplementation when we come back, too. It has to be touched on for those people who feel they do have to supplement. But I want the people that are listening to the show to be careful of something, and that is favoring one mineral over another. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to talk about Brooks's new book on nutrition and how it addresses a lot of this. You can go to BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com, to learn more. Stay tuned.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbell.
dumbbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, another thing that's important to focus on from the nutritional standpoint that I forgot to mention before is bone broth. Bone broth has lots of minerals. It has collagen. It has a lot of the building blocks for what? Bones. And that's another great thing. Brooks, do you ever make bone broth?
Well, people are going to think we rehearsed this, but we didn't. That's exactly what I was going to say to open the segment. Is the bone broth. Because, you know, to me, bone broth is the secret weapon. And, you know, what we do, we have it all the time. We have a local farmer who is at the farmer's market every week, and we get, you know, grass-fed, grass-finished beef, free pastured pork. He also has lamb, although we're not big fans of lamb, so we don't usually go for the lamb. You know, but we get all of our beef and all of our pork, and there's another two other farmers at our local farmers market who also provide free range chicken, duck, geese, and turkey. Okay, so we always walk out of there with beef bones, pork bones, a whole chicken, you know, whatever. And Trudy uses the slow cooker, and we basically have beef broth, pork broth, chicken broth every day of the week. I mean, and there's always something. Well, you know, Trudy will make more broth than she needs and freeze some of it so that it's easy to use. We like to make simple soups. We make egg drop soup sometimes. You just drop an egg in as you heat it up. Very, very simple. But we're always doing that. And I mentioned earlier we've got the fresh herbs, you know, the turmeric and the ginger. Well, I'll tell you what, if you take a whole chicken and that chicken you cook the chicken in the crock pot, slow cooker, and you end up with a lot of chicken broth, and you add all those herbs and vegetables and the garlic and everything, you know, that's about the best thing you can do to stay healthy all winter long, knock on wood, as anything else in the world. And it's absolutely, you know, I think the super supplement for the bones. You know, you're eating, it's as close to eating bones as humans can come to eating bones. And, you know, the traditional cultures around the world, you know, have the cook pot that just keeps cooking a big
right.
stew or soup or whatever, and you just keep adding to it, and you've always got a massive amount of nutrition in that. And I think that that's one of the keys to the extremely good health that that many traditional cultures enjoy on their traditional foods.
Well, and you know, if you can, that's the best way. And we've actually done a show just on bone broth, two shows now, one with Sally Fallon, and another one with Diana Carr. And great tips on how to make bone broth that tastes really good.
Mm-hmm.
But for those people who don't want to endeavor, or for whatever reason, nutrition is lacking, maybe they're dieting, I don't know, supplementation can work, but here's the thing you got to watch out for. There's so many people out there now that advocate a particular mineral. Oh, potassium. Oh, magnesium. I mean, there's actually a magnesium advocacy group. All they focus on is getting enough magnesium because their assumption is that we're getting everything but magnesium. You have to be careful. These minerals all play a role in fortification and mineral uptake of bones. Not to mention healthy function of muscle and enzymatic activities in the body. So I would tell you that if you're worried about your bones and you have no choice but to supplement, get a very well-rounded mineral supplement that has everything in it. Potassium, magnesium, calcium. We know that chloride is important. All of the minerals that you would be getting in your diet should be in your supplement as well. Any thoughts on that, Brooks? I know you're not a big proponent of supplements, but in the event that someone has no other choice.
In the event that someone has no other choice, I think you're advice is dead on, and I would extend it to all supplements. It is always a mistake to focus on one nutrient and to say, okay, I'm going to take massive amounts of vitamin B12, or I'm going to take massive amounts of, back in the day, believe it or not, iron, or I'm going to take massive amounts of vitamin C. The focus, if you're looking at vitamins and if you're looking at minerals, is on balance because they all work together. And what happens if you overdo it with any one nutrient, that has a knock-on effect that is going to diminish your use, your uptake of another nutrient, or make it harder to absorb the other nutrient, or make you require more of the other nutrient because you've gotten things out of balance. So I completely agree with your idea of the balance. The other thing that I would throw in there, I think it's very, very important for people to understand, and particularly, you know, we started out, we were talking about 50 and up. A lot of older people have food allergies, food intolerances. There are certain foods that bother them. I'm certainly one of those people. It's a much more common problem than people know or expect. Food supplements are concentrated sources of food. You know, they used to be called food concentrates. If you have a problem with a particular food, you may have a problem if you use a food supplement that provides that food in concentrated form. So, for example, I'm allergic to shellfish. So I don't eat shellfish. That's easy. But I have to remember that if I'm looking for Exactly. If I'm looking for a mineral supplement, you know, if it is something that is made from shells or fish or marine sources, I may need to rethink it and look for something else. And that's very important for people to remember.
And let's not forget the discussion we had with Dr. Stephanie Seneff the other day about cholesterol sulfate and vitamin D sulfate, when she said she feels very strongly that it's the sulfate in chondroitin sulfate, that it's the sulfate in MSM that actually contributes to joint health, but also to bone health. So you need to make sure that you're getting enough of the sulfates in your diet, things that have sulfur in them, because this also contributes to bone health. The chondroitin sulfate phenomenon, she says, it's not the chondroitin that aids the joints, but it's the sulfate in it. There's lots of ways to get your sulfates, and there's lots of foods that deliver high sulfate, sulfur-based nutrients. So that's another part of the equation. Do you discuss this in your book, your new nutrition book, by any chance, about bone health and joint health and diet?
To some degree, you know, we talk about pretty much everything that we've talked about in the last half hour, only in greater detail. For example, ways to get sulfur and sulfurine, I offer several suggestions, not necessarily from the bone health perspective, but just from the perspective of getting the minerals. But we cover everything to eat for overall good health, muscle building, which to me is muscle, tendon, ligament, bone, everything. It all goes together. Everything that supports your strength training, gaining weight if gaining weight is your goal, losing weight if losing weight is your goal. And, it all boils down to a diet that is extremely anti-inflammatory.
Right.
And that ties into one of the things, you know, again, we could go on forever on this, and I know you've had separate shows on this many times, and we'll have many more in the future, but if you're really serious about bone health, number one, you need to eliminate all the junk food.
Yeah.
Period. Number two, all the sugar and the high fructose corn syrup is gone forever. And three, if you haven't really looked at the idea of whether or not you continue eating grains, you really need to look at that, because grains do not provide very much in the way of minerals. There's a whole lot of evidence out there that they adversely affect your gut health. And if they do that, when you're eating those healthy vegetables that I was talking about, guess what?
You're not absorbing them. Yeah.
You're not absorbing them, and the problem is the grains have damaged your gut, and you got problems there. So, it all ties together. Bone health is the result of exercise. It's the result of the right kind of diet, and the right kind of diet is eating certain things
and not eating others.
Others.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brooks,
so,
real quick, because we only have about a minute. The book is on sale at brookscubic.com. If people go there, where can they find your new nutritional diet book?
Okay. You go to the products page, and you look for Knife, Fork, Muscle, and click on it, and the Little Monster has been offered on pre-publication special. Should be shooting it out the door next week, and I think people are really going to like it.
Brooks, thank you so much for both saving my hide by dropping in when I had a guest fall out and about this discussion, because it's a very, very important one.
I had a lot of fun. Thanks for having me, Carl.
Okay, talk to you soon. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Vatina Feo from Papa Vince. She just got back from Sicily. That's right. The harvest on the olives that are producing Papa Vince's organic extra virgin olive oil. We're going to talk to her about that when we come back. Stay tuned. Orbit Nutrition.
carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping. Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Everybody uses olive oil. Who doesn't use olive oil? Really? And there is only one olive oil that you should be using, and that's Papa Vince. I'm joined by Vitina Feo from PapaVince.com. How you doing, Vitina?
I'm doing really well, Carl. How you doing today?
Fantastic, fantastic. And we're very excited to have you on. The last time you were on the show, you told the audience that you were getting ready to go to Sicily for the harvest. And I told you, when you're done with that, come back on the air. I want to hear all about it. And you just returned from beautiful Sicily.
That's right.
So, first of all, it's got to be beautiful. It's got to be exciting to go there and see the harvest. Is it a beautiful time of the year there when the olives are harvested?
Well, this year was really beautiful. Usually it's a little bit colder than this year was because it was a little change in temperature this year, but it is really a beautiful time of the year. I believe it's the perfect time to go to Italy if you want to go to Italy, October and November.
Okay. And you went there with this specific task in mind, and that was to approve the olives that would be going into the next rendering of Papa Vince extra virgin, organic extra virgin olive oil. So how did it go?
It went really, really well. And let me explain a little bit, you know, what you mean. I mean, we really take time to choose the best olive among all, not only our orchards, but also the farmers that are around that work with us. And we make it a point to pick olives that are fresh, that are not bruised, and that they were not picked out of time, because it's very important to pick your olive just when they're ready. Otherwise, you're not going to have the flavor, and you're not going to have the, you know, the health values that you're going to find in Papa Vince extra virgin olive oil.
Now, Rick Pack, who listens to the show, sent me a message one day saying that he read the lab analysis, because every time you do this, every time you have a harvest and you produce olive oil, they have a lab analysis of each batch, which you had for the last batch, and I'm sure you're going to do for the next batch. And he said that he couldn't believe that, I forget if it was 1 or 2 tablespoons of Papa Vince olive oil has almost 100%, I think he said 60% of all the vitamin E you need in a day just in that small amount. Is that typical of olive oils to have that much vitamin E in them, or is that unique to this type of olive?
This is unique to the way we choose and we pick olives. Because most of our competitors, they really don't pay attention to the olives that they press. They just press olives. They can be mildew, they can be past the right time, and they just press them. So by just doing that, you are not going to reach the same levels of quality that we reach. If you look at our acidity level, the free fatty acid level, ours is less than 0.2. And if you go around the market looking for an extra virgin olive oil that has that type of acidity, you are not going to find it. I mean, it's very, very high, very, very hard. Only ultra premium extra virgin olive oil has a FFA less than 0.3, mm-hmm. and Papa Vince exceeds that. We are less than 0.2. And I know the customers that you have, they're going to ask, what is that? Why is that so important? It is very important because the lower is the acidity level, it tells you that the fruit was the higher was the quality of the fruit at the time of pressing.
Now, isn't it true also that you press olives that are at their exact ripe time, as opposed to a lot of the other companies out there? They'll press olives that are past the ripeness time or even aren't ripe yet. Explain that to the audience.
It is really important to do that. And, you know, Papa Vince, when he was alive, he insisted that we had to pick only green, speckled, and purple olives. If once they passed the stage, you could almost consider them like a dead person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would say to us that green represented strength and youth, speckled represented knowledge and maturity, and purple represented wisdom. And when you mix them in the right proportion, you create an extra virgin olive oil that is extremely flavorful, extremely aromatic, extremely full of essential oils, and just healthy for your body. In fact, you know, he always told us that you can tell the difference because when you have olive oil that is not made like this with green olive, you're going to get a little bit of a stomach ache. And he said, this olive oil will never give you stomachache.
Now, another thing that's quite rare within the olive oil producing community is an organically produced olive oil. There are olive oils out there that are comparable in price to Papa Vince, but they're not organic. As a rule, are olive crops a heavily sprayed pesticide and herbicide? Are they heavily sprayed generally?
They are, and I'm going to explain to you why. The reason is because there is more money on the table olive than there is in the on the oil itself.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is these olives are primarily used as a table olive. Therefore, they need to be sprayed heavily to make sure that insects and birds don't damage the olive, because if they do, people are not going to buy it.
Oh.
And then what they do is with the leftovers, the ones that just happen to be wounded, they don't look good, then they use those to make extra virgin olive oil.
Ah, so really on an average, the olive producing community uses the best olives for table olives, and really the olives of no consequence that aren't really are imperfect, they use those for olive oil. It's kind of like the way the pork and beef producing companies will make sausage and hot dogs out of the stuff they can't sell.
Correct.
I never knew that. That's amazing.
So, yeah, that is amazing. Mm-hmm.
So we were supposed to have Sarah Fragoso on the show today, because Sarah is world-renowned cookbook author, Everyday Paleo, and she has written Thai cuisine, Italian cuisine, and we sent her a bottle of Papa Vince to try, and she fell in love with it. And she had nothing but amazing things to say about it. But she has two young children. They both were sick this morning, so neither of them went to school, and she was unable to be on the show. We will have her on at a later time to talk about Papa Vince olive oil. But I think that she is going to be using Papa Vince from now on. She said in an email to me that she had never tasted an olive oil like Papa Vince. And that's what I said the first time I tasted it. We all think we know what olive oil tastes like. There's a spectrum of flavors, and we pretty much think. But Papa Vince olive oil is like no other olive oil I've ever tasted. In fact, if you take a spoonful of it and put it directly in your mouth, the olive flavor is so strong that it's almost spicy. Isn't it, Vitina?
It is. And I remind people that olives are pungent.
Right.
You know, they're bitter and pungent, so you should be able to taste a little bit of the bitterness, and you should be able to taste that pungency, and that pungency is that peppery kick in the back of your throat.
And Papa Vince delivers that, but let me tell you what that translates to when you take Papa Vince and put it on a salad, for instance, where other olive oils get lost. You may feel the oil on your tongue, but you don't necessarily taste it. The Papa Vince olive oil creates this pungent, buttery flavor, because it's such a concentrated flavor in a tablespoonful that when it gets spread out on your food, it just enhances the flavor of the food so dramatically. It's really the best olive oil I've ever tasted. And I don't think that I would ever, if you stopped advertising on this show tomorrow morning, I would still use Papa Vince over any other olive oil, because, you know, there's that old saying, you know, how you going to keep them down on the farm once they've seen Paris? Once somebody's been educated, how do you uneducate them? Once you've tasted Papa Vince olive oil, you can't go back to other olive oils. They don't have a flavor.
Yes, and I have clients calling me back over and over and over that they just can't switch anymore. And I had a client that, she was so sweet, she said, my husband keeps telling me, oh no, that expensive extra virgin olive oil, and she goes, shut up, it tastes so good, and he shuts up and keeps eating.
But the reality is, it's not expensive. Here's the interesting thing. I was in Kroger's a couple weeks ago, and Kroger's is just an average a grocery store, and they had an end cap with an olive produced in California. It was not organic, okay? And I know mm-hmm. that it doesn't taste like Papa Vince, because they're using California olives. They're not using, how do you pronounce it, the type of olive that they use?
Nocellara del Belice.
Yeah, Nocellara del Belice. They don't use that type of olive. And they wanted $20 for a half liter bottle. And that was right there. You can get 2 half-liter bottles of Papa Vince organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil, the best tasting olive oil in the world, I kid you not, for $39. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad, it'll take you to the Papa Vince page. And the very, very first offering you'll see is for our audience. You've got to try this olive oil. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got more to talk about. We're talking with Vatina Feo from Papa Vince. I know that I'm making a strong push for this product. It's not for Vatina. It's for you. Because everybody uses olive oil. Most people are using counterfeit forms of olive oil that aren't even all olive. But no one, unless you're using Papa Vince, is using the single best olive oil in the world. I kid you not. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
You know what it is?
what it is when we do what we do. If good girls get down on the floor, tell me how low will a bad girl go? She probably pick it up, drop it down real slow. Even at
welcome back. We're talking with Vatina Fayo from Papa Vince. We have an amazing offer to the Superhuman Nation, $39 for 2 half-liter bottles of the best organic, remember that, folks, organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil from one-of-a-kind olives from Sicily. So tell me about this year's harvest, Vatina. Was it anything exciting, anything different that we can look forward to in the next batch of Papa Vince olive oil?
Well, it was an exciting year. The harvest was a little bit different this year, and I kind of talked to you about it. The weather kind of played some games with the pollination.
Uh-huh.
And, we had a, you know, a good part of orchards that actually did not produce this year, but whatever was produced, it was of excellent, excellent quality. And, you know, as I was telling you, you know, this year, the market should see less, extra virgin olive oil because of what happened with the weather in Sicily and in all Italy. I mean, like the region of Puglia was really affected and the region of Toscana was just affected a little bit. But you should see a decrease of the real, real extra virgin olive oil in the market. And, you know, some customers ask me, are we going to see a price increase? And I say, you know, unfortunately, there is so much people cutting extra virgin olive oil with other oils
right.
that probably is not going to be noticeable in the market.
Well, I was just going to say, chances are the average person is not going to see anything change in the year to come within the olive oil that they're buying at their local grocery chain, because what the manufacturers will simply do is just adulterate it with more of the other oils that they're already using. They'll just use greater quantities of them, so it'll appear that everything is the same. But as you can hear from Vatina talking about this, the production in Italy of olives this season has dropped. That should indicate, number one, less olive oil available from Italy. Number two, higher price. But that's not going to happen because you're just going to see, you're not going to see it. You're not going to know it. You're just going to be using an oil, and I don't want to even call it olive oil. You're going to be using an oil with a lot less olive oil in it and a lot more of other oils in it. That's all.
Yeah, and then the other thing, you know, I want to challenge your listeners, Carl, because I do have a bottle that it would only cost them $6, okay, if they want to taste it. Because I tell my customers, I said, at least become informed. At least taste the real extra virgin olive oil and become a positive force to really push, you know, what's real in the market, and let's get rid of what is fraud. So that's what I would encourage your patients when they go to that link that you gave them, they're going to see this bottle for $6, and I encourage them to buy it just to taste.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It's almost like a sample so they can taste it. Make a couple salads with it, maybe use it in a couple recipes and see the difference that Papa Vince olive oil puts into the things that you eat. And then don't forget, I don't know any other olive oil manufacturer out there that does lab testing on each batch every single year to show that it actually has all the things that olive oil is supposed to have and the reason that you buy olive oil. I don't know anybody else that does that, Vatina.
I don't know anybody else either because, you know, they're trying to hide those facts as much as they can. In our case, we're trying to make them public because, you know, our heart is to really bless people with the same health benefits and the same flavors our family has been enjoying for years. I mean,
right.
That is our heart, and that is what we're trying to bring into the market, something that really comes from a family that cares.
And in fact, didn't you tell me that chances are the olive oil that you import into the United States is probably going to be all of the olive oil that you will be able to provide this coming year because of the shortfall in the season there?
Yes, that is very true, Carl. I may run out of extra virgin olive oil early this year. We're already counting on that, but there is nothing we can do about it.
But think about this, folks. Those of you out there who are thinking to themselves, oh, man, that sucks. No, this is the way it should be. There is not an infinite amount of olives out there. There's not an infinite amount. And every season, look, if you go to wine country in France, you know that every season produces a different quality of wine because some seasons are drier. So take a Cabernet grape. It tends to be more robust in the drier seasons. It produces a different flavor than it does in the seasons where there's a lot of rain. This is the uniqueness that you have to embrace about this olive oil. Will we see anything different? Since it was a drier climate, will we see a greater degree of spiciness, do you think? In your experience, will this season's harvest produce any different kind of magic for Papa Vince next year?
This extra virgin olive oil this year probably is going to be, like you said, a little bit more peppery and more pungent because it was a drier season. So I would agree with you on that area because it was. I already tasted it, and, I mean, it was delicious.
Yeah. Now, you have olive oil in stock still that is from the last harvest, and that's what you're still
Correct.
Selling today. When will we see this harvest's effect on bottles being shipped?
I should have the new harvest here in 2 weeks if everything works well.
So, you know, for those of you out there, I just thought of something else. You know, people love to give little gifts. You know, you have lots of little office parties coming up. You have little gifts that you need to give away. Those little $6 bottles of Papa Vince would be a great gift. And I just thought of this. For those
yes,
of you,
they are.
Yeah, for those of you who are fans of Mexican food, you know that a very, very popular brand of pepper sauce or Tabasco, if you want to call it, is Cholula. Well, when I first moved to Louisville, Kentucky, a guy I used to do business with in Las Vegas sent me Cholula Tabasco sauce as a gift one year, and we ended up falling in love with it, and I've used it ever since. And now if you go to places like Chipotle, that's what they use alongside with the other Tabasco. They also offer Cholula and some other brands. So my point is this. Papa Vince is probably going to be an extremely popular brand in the years to come because as more and more people learn about it, they're not going to use anything else. Give a couple bottles of the small bottles away as gifts this year. Put it in the packages, you know, if you're making like a basket for somebody, put a bottle, one of those small bottles of Papa Vince in there and let somebody experience the difference. I guarantee if you give that as a gift, they'll come back and talk to you about it. They'll go, we love that olive oil. It was amazing. Where can we get more?
They will, because, you know, Papa Vince extra virgin olive oil has something that is unique to it, and is that it helps you build memories. When you put that extra virgin olive oil in your food, is something unique about it that it just is a memorable food that you speak of it for a long time. So I would challenge your audience to use Papa Vince extra virgin olive oil for their salads, for their dips, and they would be amazed at the reaction of their friends.
Yeah, it's really a great product. And again, folks, we stress it's organic. These olives are heavily sprayed crops. If you're not buying an organic olive oil, you're really taking a chance with your health. We've talked about that on so many shows today. The damage. In fact, we just had Dr. Stephanie Seneff on the show talking about the fact that the liver becomes bogged down with all these pesticides and herbicides, and you can't even convert vitamin D into the 25-hydroxy form and then into the 1,25-hydroxy form. So these pesticides and herbicides have damaging effects. They accumulate in the body. Why buy an olive oil that's not organic? And I guarantee you, if you search for an organic extra virgin olive oil, you're going to pay a lot more than the $39 for 2 half-liter bottles that's being offered to you as one of the audience members of this show. Bettina, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today and, of course, being a sponsor on Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Carl.
Okay, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Well, it's the beginning of a new week. The holidays are in front of us. I think there was some really good advice from Brooks Kubik in trying to determine what the lowest effective dose of weight may be in order to confer the benefits of resistance training without destroying the body. That has to be a goal. If you're not a competitive athlete, you're not looking for one rep maximums all the time. Obviously, the goal has to be to have your training make you feel better, and feel stronger, be stronger, and healthier. Go to brookscubic.com today to learn more about his new nutrition book, Fork Knife Muscle. Check it out. And, of course, consider your bones when you're thinking about getting bigger and stronger. Make sure you're getting the things that you need to upregulate your skeletal system as well. And, of course, thanks to Vitina Feo for coming on. I really do love Papa Vince olive oil. It's really the best. And if you try it, you'll see for yourself that you've never tasted anything like it before. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vince banner ad today. And tomorrow's Tuesday. We'll have a Blueprint Power Hour to start the show off tomorrow. We will see you then. Thank you for listening today.